an ayin vov sivches. Quite a bit. Malcolm should write this down for tzoya umotza. If it's a place where commonly found tzoya, for example, if the little children that are not yet toilet trained running around that area, so you should have been careful. If you didn't change them just a few minutes ago, it's not a problem. If they haven't changed in a long period of time, then they should be checked. If one didn't, then umotza achakach tzorech lasav alikros has to be kriyat shema again, because he was poshea. Mishra Bruce says not only read Kriya Shema, he has to read the Birchas Kriya Shema again and say tefillah over again. And says another chiddush is that if a person out in such a place and didn't have time to make up the Shemone Esrei, so it was after this amount of tefillah, he can't make it up by the next tefillah. Because even though it's a din tashlumi, and if you missed a tefillah, that's only if you did it by oynis or b'shogeg, but he was a pesheya. Avlam ein amokim roi l'stapik boi ein soch l'achsa v'likreis. If it's a place which you do not have to be concerned that there's tzoya over there, then even if you found tzoya afterwards, you don't have to say over Kriya Shema. Meragulayim afilu motzim b'mokum shorei l'stapik ein soch l'achsa v'likreis. Urine, even if it was a place you should be concerned that there was human there, urine there and you found it, you do not have to say over Kriya Shema. Because we said before, urine is only drabonim.